The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
People coming together from everywhere. This is the place I wanna be because of the love in the atmosphere. Oh yeah. Cause when people get together from all around the world, let the party begin. Just let the party begin. I say when people get together from all around the world, let the party begin. Just let the party begin. Now get your hands up in the air, get your flags up. And everybody everywhere, we can jump around. Feel the love and the vibes, everyone come alive, let's party. Oh, what a feeling to be in a place we can be free. Just take one look around.
You're a vibe.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday the 28th of February 2025 and you are on the clock with Aaron Green, and joining me in studio today are the Junkanoo Beach Boys. That is the men's national beach soccer team in studio today. We're preparing for a big, big tournament coming up, and it's a pleasure to have them back in studio. Now, the show will be jam-packed, just like, what they call it, penalty time. I'm getting as much in as I can today, so let's get the show started with a little housekeeping. I got to start the show by saying happy belated birthday to two very special women. They are both my cousins. I got to start off by saying happy birthday to Gian Poitier. Remember I was telling you all about Corinne Mitchell children? Corinne Mitchell got some children. I could be honest with y'all. Gian Poitier may be the smartest and the most beautiful of all of us. Of all of us. Anyway, my little cousin, happy birthday. Tell your two big brothers, don't be playing. We celebrating this weekend. Also, to my other little cousin, happy birthday to the one and only Esther Hannah Culmer. Not only is she one of my most favorite cousins, but she is my most favorite rival in the Hannah Hasty Tynes annual fun run walk push competition. The only person who could beat me is Esther Hannah Culmer. I don't know how she beat me, but everybody at the event says she beat me, and I will take that as a win for her and a win for me. I also have to say happy birthday today to Mr. Mark Bethel, the one and only comedian extraordinaire. Mark, we miss you. It's a little Johnson Road news, little inside Johnson Road thing. We miss you. We've been celebrating lives, some in commemoration and some hand in hand. And so at the same time that I say happy birthday to a resident of Johnson Road, I have to take a moment to recognize the passing of one of the most well-loved members of the Johnson Road community. Yesterday, Mr. Wade Thurston was laid to rest. Wade, also known as Dragon. 10th of September 1974 to 11th of January 2025. On September 10th, 1974, a baby boy was born to parents Araminta Johnson, deceased, and Hubert Thurston, deceased. He was given the name Wade and was affectionately called Dragon. Wade attended Sandlands Primary School and L.W. Young Secondary School. He was employed by Ministry of Education for a number of years before deciding to work with his hands and becoming self-employed. Wade worked for almost everyone in the immediate Johnson Road area. Whatever you needed done, he was willing to assist. Although he had no children of his own, he loved children and paid special attention to his nieces and nephews. On Saturday, the 11th of January, 2025, after a brief illness in hospital, he was swept from time to eternity. Wade, you will never be forgotten. And I can't say you will forever be missed, because you will forever be in our hearts, the hearts of Johnson Road. To the Johnson Road family, I say, let's remember to hold each other together in prayer. Now, my producer gone somewhere with a special treasure. I just like to say to whoever give that boy these things, these big giant juju. Like, you know the soccer team was coming today, so you bring juju as big as a soccer ball. And the national team says, thanking you very much, thanking you very much. And don't mind if I kidnap Kermit for... It only take me about 10 minutes to eat 15 juju, so don't watch nothing. It ain't gonna be long. Another celebration, Kalik, the Bay of the Bahamas, invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smugglers Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Little Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxons, Superstars. And you know I could be celebrating, Kalik, Kalik, if y'all make me this juju rattler. If you make me that juju rattler, we gonna be I ain't even allowed to drink alcohol. But like, by law, I have to wait till the sun go down and I have to have a chaperone. That's not the point. The point is, I'll drink two juju rattler one time. I'm so excited. Anyway, as always, remember to drink responsibly, even if it is juju rattler. Now, as y'all can tell, I'm excited because I actually have the Junkanoo Beach Boys in studio this morning, the men's national beach soccer team, and they've come to prepare us for the most exciting upcoming tournament. Gentlemen, welcome to On the Clock.
Thank you.
Now, y'all don't mind this energy. Just like the juju, I'm getting ready to juice them right up, because on my way home last night, I drive past the soccer stadium, the beach soccer stadium, and I saw the cars. So I know y'all was out there practicing. I know y'all was out there hard at work. I would have stopped, but I was busy. Let me tell you what happened. I went to the talk last night, The Truth About Cannabis. And then I had to come home, prepare my notes. I had a 1,000 juju I had to attend to. And so I couldn't stop to see what was going on, but I could actually hear from the road the energy taking place in the stadium. So, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves and tell me, what were y'all doing last night at the beach soccer stadium?
Running. My name is Julio Jemison. I'm a goalkeeper for the team. Last night's session was a bit light, so it's been a good day for you to come. Less running and more ball work.
This place sound like they was going to get me right into the training with them.
Yeah, but my bigger problem is, you said you had 100 juju last night. I only get 3.
Ah, boy, producer.
I don't know what we can do with that.
I don't know. Don't hide all the juju. We're going to need to get these boys them some more juju.
I mean, 5 people and eat juju in front of them, that's the problem.
And I can be honest, it's the biggest juju of the season so far.
Definitely. And the sweetest.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good stuff. People don't believe in the power of juju.
That might be what get us this goal, just saying.
I telling you, listen to all my Bahamian farmers, all my backyard gardeners, anybody who have a juju tree, I'm going to need you to deliver some juju to the beach soccer stadium for the national soccer team.
No, just for me.
The goalkeeper got to be the most important player on the field, so I'm loving that. Joining me today in studio, Julio Jemison.
Yes, ma'am.
Brandon Adley.
Yes, ma'am.
And Leslie St. Fleur.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Brandon, you're a forward.
Yes, ma'am.
Leslie, you're a forward.
Yes, ma'am.
Julio, you're a goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm. None of them can score on me.
You wasn't saying that last night.
What you mean?
I like it. I like it. That's how you get to be the best, by stopping the best. Okay, so we're here to talk about the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, set for March 11th, 6th through 16th at home at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium. This tournament serves as the official CONCACAF qualifier for the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup in Seychelles 2025. Now, listen, I don't think you all understand how important it is for the Bahamas to go to the Seychelles to go win this tournament. One little beach country to another little beach country. We got to make this happen. Now, to do that, though, our guys have got to play in this tournament. The Junkanoo Beach Boys are, we're going to get to your ranking in a moment. I was excited when I saw the number. So you guys have been putting in good work. So y'all are going to be defending home turf against teams from Mexico, USA, Panama, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Trinidad and Tobago in this action-packed high-energy competition. Now, from what I've read, the tournament starts off with group play, group stage play, then the knockout stage, then semifinals on March 15th, and the third place match and final on Sunday, March 16th. Yeah? The winning team will be crowned beach soccer champion of the region. Now, I see USA in there. I see Panama and Guatemala. What do we call this region?
CONCACAF.
So this is the CONCACAF region of the World Beach Soccer Championships. Okay, good stuff, good stuff. I like it. Admission is free. Yep. Big important part, people.
Free.
The excitement. You bring it with you. The admission is free. Fans are encouraged to bring their cowbells and drums.
Yeah. No whistle.
No whistle.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse players.
Not our players.
Don't worry, I'm waking on that galling part for the other players. We got that part covered. So, as a brief overview of the tournament. Now, tell the audience a bit about you, the player, Julio, goalkeeper.
What exactly about me?
Well, I can give them something and then I gotta ask you a question see if it match with the profile say.
Give me something. Let me see what they say about me.
This young man is 30. I don't believe it.
31 now. Birthday was Monday.
What? Happy birthday to Juju arrived just in time. Height 5'10".
More or less, yeah. They added an extra 2 inches there, but sorry, you take it.
All right. You do a lot of vertical training. You do a lot of
vertical reaction.
Yeah.
It's needed for the sand because unlike grass, if the ball hit the sands, you ain't sure where it's going. So that's an extra challenge for keepers when it comes to the two different surfaces.
Yeah.
So the ball hit the sand here and that's how they end up scoring. So it's not like they shoot a ball and it go in the net. They gotta get some help.
Yeah. And so you need the agility, you need the body control
reaction
and
time
to be able to shift momentum on the drop of a dime.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do. Just the sound is very unpredictable. But, yeah.
Oh, man. So this is the element that makes it different from traditional football, which is you have another player on the field, which is the sand.
Could be a player working for you.
Or working against you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So the club you play for locally?
Yes.
United FC.
Yes, man. United FC.
Shout them out, man.
Man, hey, we got an Instagram page. UTD.com. What it is? UTDFC.com. Yeah.
All right. Now,
look us up.
You're a health and safety coordinator.
Yes.
That's your regular job.
Yes, man.
All right. Good stuff. Your favorite team?
That would be Manchester United.
I lived in England for a hot minute. I could understand.
Yeah.
I could understand. Fun facts. This says you excel in multiple sports. Other than soccer, what's your favorite, with beach soccer and football as a whole genre, what's your favorite sport?
I actually play for the national cricket team as well. And we also have a World Cup qualifier.
You know, I know I did. I had the pleasure of reading about it.
In Canada.
I said, look how sneaky these players. They wait until we change the national sport from cricket.
Winning. I hear that.
But that's okay. That's how you do it. That's how you sneak them. They don't know. They don't know. Okay, impact of beach soccer for you. What's been the impact?
Well, on my regular gameplay in grass, it's made me a bit more agile on the grass. And all around, my footwork has gotten better because in beach, we play a lot with our feet.
Mm-hmm.
So just that unpredictability in the beach when it comes to grass and you get something more consistent, it's way better.
It's beautiful. When we were downstairs, I was telling them the story about why I'm not the greatest soccer player in the world, even though I could have been if my father had not held me back at a young age by telling me to wear shoes whenever I go outside the house. It's another story. But the idea that culturally, we don't have the same proximity to football as other countries in the region, right? And you go Jamaica, Trinidad, I mean, anywhere in Latin America. If there's space and there's more than three men, we play in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, it's slightly different. But what we have is beach. And we've got a lot of public access beach. I mean, we have a lot of beach. We can work on the other part later. But for young soccer players, great advice. Get in the sand, start training in the sand, look to play in the sand as a way to improve and fine-tune your skills for the grass.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mr. Adley, Brandon Adley, forward, age 23, height 5'11". I ain't going to talk about your weight. We don't like to talk about that. The club you play for at home, Dynamos FC?
Yes,
ma'am. Big up. Where y'all play from?
Where you play from? The NSA, yeah.
Okay.
National City, yeah.
Okay, we need to get y'all a home turf. We need to get y'all a home turf so all the little children in that area could run up and say, hey, y'all ain't gonna let us play, hey. Let us play the game with y'all. College, Southwestern Illinois College, are you in semester now?
Heading now.
So after this tournament, you're going to be heading back to school. They give you special permission?
Yes, ma'am.
You get opportunity to play beach, sand, soccer there, train in the sand?
No, ma'am. But so basically, it's just grass.
Oh, so you are playing soccer? Yes. You are playing football?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Okay. Man United as well, favorite team?
Good man.
So you're a comedian? You like making people laugh?
No.
Listen,
I like to laugh.
Okay, I got
so,
you.
You know, I like to be happy and stuff because, you know, that too, as a comedian. I ain't a comedian.
The most important thing is you make your opponent laugh at the right time for you and the wrong time for them.
Yes.
I mean, look here. You could imagine a Bahamian. Oh, yeah. Sorry, gentlemen. Get Mr. Forward. Yeah, I need you to get forward and get a little closer to the mic. You could imagine Bahamian heckling and the other players complaining to the ref. But the way that we heckle is we just say the most polite things to you ever.
That's true.
You say, buddy, you know, I think you would play much better if you wore the pink socks today. I love it when you play in the pink. You'd be set these by them right off their game. Psych them right. He said, but what did he say to you? How did pink socks upset you, sir? Continue playing. Okay. Impact of soccer, great, keeps you in physical shape.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Leslie St. Fleur, national icon. Forward.
Ben,
what's up?
Your club, IM Bears FC. This first time I am about them.
No, they've been around long.
Yeah?
Longer than
I think we're one of
IM Bears, United FC, and Cavaliers, longest.
Yeah, I know Cavaliers. Yeah. Man, y'all been. Dear sports broadcasters, we could have a whole football channel here covering teams from primary school straight up to professional play.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. Your favorite team, and why isn't it Man United?
No, I don't follow them. Sorry.
That's a typical.
Sorry, no.
Why don't you follow them? Like, I was in London for six, like, you know, I was there for a spit of time, and the energy was just so vibrant, man.
My spirit don't feel for them.
So, football fans know just how offensive that statement was to real Man United fans.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
No, man, that's okay. That's okay. You are the Leslie St. Fleur. If anybody could have their own favorite team, it could be you.
Yes.
All right. So, the journey to glory. Like I said, when I saw where you guys were ranked globally, I was impressed. The Junkanoo Boys are ranked number 33 in the world, and they are among this region's top five teams. Well, way to go, gentlemen. Way to go. Who is your favorite opponent? Who you like playing the most, and then who do you like beating the most?
Trinidad.
Yes.
Trinidad.
Mm-hmm. It's just a rivalry.
Yeah. Every time
okay.
Junkanoo Boys and the Soko Boys. Yeah. Junkanoo always come out on top.
Good stuff. See, because if I was a Junkanoo Boy and I get on the field and a boy score a goal and start whining on the field, nobody click. No, I agree. Trinidad, we love you and we love the rivalry. Okay, so in your last run out in 2023, tell us briefly about the loss. One match away from qualifying for the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. What do we have for Mexico this year?
A cut up for them.
Dear Mexico.
A good beating.
Good stuff. We love you. And if we beat you.
We're still friends.
Of course we're still friends. And let's meet at Senior Frogs.
The party's going to be at Senior Frogs after that match.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. Why is beach soccer so special?
Because it's a high-scoring type game and it's a fast-paced.
Yeah.
And it's fun, you know.
So one of the queries I get from people who say they don't get soccer
is
that it's so slow and the score is low. Well, this eliminates that automatically.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced. The score tends to be 7-6, something like that.
You see multiple beautiful goals.
A lot of beauty, the bicycle kicks and all of that. It's not the regular you see. So it's more entertaining. Yet if you're a fan of basketball, that up and down movement, you love beach.
Faster transition, faster pace.
You love.
I got it. Because when I first started watching football in England, in that English culture, I was like, so you mean we're gonna spend like.
Just 36 minutes and you're done.
Okay, so fast-paced segments.
Three periods. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, then you get 12 minutes each period.
Then you get a halftime show.
You get a show after every period.
Dancers
come out every period.
So, because I want to talk about that, right? I want to talk about attracting spectators to the stadium and turning spectators into fans, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get into what's expected of the spectators, why we need y'all to come out there, and I'm glad we're going to transition right into that because what spectators are like is high energy, lots of action, fast-paced movement, right? But also sort of legible that I can understand what's happening. I could see what's happening. Okay, so the power of home advantage is we got our spectators right here on the ground. We don't have to fly them in. Admission is free. So you're saving your money for concessions, right? Mm-hmm. And buying your little aqua gold or black paraphernalia if you don't have it to wave your Bahamian colors. Mm-hmm. All right. And we got this vibrant football expat community, right? So that's... When I use an expat, I mean everybody, right? Not just the fancy ones from the north. Everybody, we got a vibrant football culture. And so we want everybody to come out March 11th through 16th. Just book it out. Tell your boss, look, I get to do some away from work research.
A late lunch.
You could bring your work to the field and all.
Yeah, man.
If you want to.
Hold on, y'all have Wi-Fi out there?
Yeah. I know if you can get on it.
I know you got Wi-Fi, but.
What? This is for real? They got Wi-Fi out there as well. They're corporate managers.
Just talk to Jarell.
No, but do they have
what to do?
Do they got good data coverage out there?
What to do? Get one a live plan.
Yeah.
Get one a live plan. Get one a live plan and a hotspot yourself.
They will be there too, so.
Hey, if we can't get it on the way, get it when you reach. A live could be there.
Well, listen to all my influencers, all my young people who are looking for a niche in the content creating space. Alive is going to be there. Come, go out there, get your little MiFi box, and start creating content, recording, speaking to the fans, talking to the players, talking to the visiting players as well. And so this is the power of home advantage. Now, as a media person, as a content creator, you have easy access to the content all the time. This is awesome. Okay, free entry for all matches. Elite international teams.
Yeah, so the thing to note with the matches, they start at 2. So okay. You have 4 matches a day. All our matches would kick off at 8 o'clock.
In the evening.
Yeah, so plenty of time to get on bed, you know.
Oh, man.
The kids, the sweetheart, if you have to, the wife, you know.
That's home court advantage. Mm-hmm. They have organized the schedule so that Bahamians, to make it as easy as possible for as many Bahamians as possible to come out and watch all the games, because it's 2 p.m., mm-hmm. and to support the Bahamas in particular.
And we invited all of the schools to come, especially for that 2 o'clock match. They can make it a field trip, and the first 100 students in their uniform get a treat courtesy of Original Patties. So,
man,
it's the place to be.
Ministry of Education, BASS, that's the smaller school association, the homeschool associations. The priest, bring the care, bring the little children out, because that's when does training start typically for a child that's on the path to professional football?
3.
When you start, Leslie?
9.
You started at 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see a lot of parents now very intentional.
Yeah, they have them all start from 4.
4.
4.
4.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah,
4 and up.
Out on the field.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're doing that in-home training from 2. I've seen parents real focused on creating, what they call English League, Premier League, EPL players. Yeah. You all interested in EPL play?
Yeah.
You take the offer if you get it?
What?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Because you could play for the Bahamas. You could be living here. You could be coaching little children and watching them tumble on their head.
I got to get used to the weather, but I gone.
You gone in.
Yeah.
Is one of the advantages of home court is your acclimation. You used to this weather. For some countries, do they have difficulty transitioning to the beach in hotter climates?
The humidity sometimes, especially for those earlier games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the humidity that gets them.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all take out some coconut water for them. Coconut water vendors, help our competitors out. Give them.
Candelama especially.
Yeah. That's
we don't tell them about the juju, though.
That's the juju.
They ain't nobody comes out of
them. And I ain't going to tell them about the Ganap neither. I ain't going to tell them about that. Okay. So, March 11th through 16th, the 2025... CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, very important tournament because the 2 finalists will also earn spots in the 2025 FIBA Beach Soccer World Cup competition. This is going to be fantastic. Admission is free. Games start at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
every day. The Bahamas plays... like almost I say exclusively, the Bahamas plays every day at 8 p.m.,
yeah.
giving our local spectator squad the time to organize and get out there. Now, y'all are called the Junkanoo Boys, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who y'all got rushing for y'all?
It's the accent.
I mean, okay, sorry about that. The Saxons know they're Russian for y'all?
They know.
The fans will be
Russian
for us.
I got you.
The fans.
Saxons, just in case you didn't know before, now you know. Whenever you're Russian for the men's national beach soccer team. We're putting you on the roster. Okay, now, y'all did mention something. Like I said, I am focused on drawing spectators to the game and then turning spectators into fans.
Mm-hmm.
Cheerleaders, I hear y'all got like a cheer squad. Let's talk about it and then tell me what's the criteria for getting on just in case I want to try my hand at cheering.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know what the criteria.
I know y'all can't get me. Yeah. I know y'all can't just
get
me on the squad. Like, yeah, but tell me about their presence at the competitions.
So how they, during every break, after every game, they'll be coming out. So, as I said, the game has 3 periods.
Okay.
So after every period, they'd come out do a performance just to keep the crowd engaged.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's either that or just small games during those breaks as well after the game.
They call out like little kids and stuff to do like activities.
Activities during the break.
Crowd and child fan interaction stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to need some sponsors, and we're going to go through the list of sponsors in a moment. I'm going to need some sponsors to put some things in the chair squad hand, so when they're performing, they could throw things into the audience. Like, I could be honest, if you hit me with an original hot potty straight in my face at the soccer game, I could be stunned and then I could be happy. I could be honest with you. I could be stunned and happy. So here are sponsors for this year's tournament, Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture. They are the Conch Shell sponsors, high-level sponsor for the event, Ministry of Tourism, Alive, keeping us connected through the games, Heineken, only throw cans. I've been there, only throw cans. Nassau and Paradise Island Promotion Board, J.S. Johnson, Aquapure, good stuff. We're going to need, the spectators going to need water, the competitors going to need water, the chair squad going to need water, I could be in the parking lot selling things, I could need water. Bruce LaFleur and Associates, Insurance Management, Bahamas Waste, Bahamas Wholesale Agencies, Gatorade, Corcoran Christie, and of course, Guardian Radio. Excited to be on board.
Original Party.
Oh, yeah, no, don't watch nothing. I can let Original Party know. Original Party. I want you to base me with a trio of party. I need a veggie, a chicken, and a beef party, please. I can share. I ain't gonna base nobody, but I can share. All right, so.
The party nice, too.
Yeah. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe. And in the Caribbean, like, hot party and football culture, man. Yeah. Walking food.
That's a morning breakfast type thing, right?
Easy to eat.
Wow.
Packed with protein, minimal carbs, just holding it all together. And if you're decent people, you could get a veggie party and just eat healthy. Okay, now. We know when the competition is, March 11th through 16th. How do we follow you guys? I got to follow the action. I don't want to just go to the stadium. I want to follow y'all to the stadium. I'm driving up energy.
Bahamas Football.
Is it on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter?
Yeah.
Y'all on TikTok?
Yeah.
And on TikTok?
I the first time I hear that.
Y'all on TikTok?
What? No, you in university, baby. You don't mind TikTok. You like them TikTok themselves. And the website is bahamasfa.net. Yeah? For match schedules and updates. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Now, a special message to the spectators again. Bring your cowbells. Bring your drums. No whistles. Very important. No whistles, and bring the Bahamian spirit. Support the Junkanoo Beach Boys as they chase history and a spot in the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. I'm excited about that. Like I say now, y'all see I bring my ball with me, right? Because I was a real footballer. I'd say y'all didn't believe me. I was a real footballer.
How Barcelona doing?
What's the name on that?
Barcelona
FC.
Don't worry, the floor, I don't mind that. But as soon as I get my first Junkanoo Beach Boys soccer ball, I rock in that exclusively. See, y'all could have your own favorite team because y'all is score. I'm going to say y'all is score goal. I score goal, you know. When I was in boarding school in England, I loved playing defense. And I used to be a goalie. And I stopped playing ball. But when I was in high school playing with QC, I was a goalie that scored a couple goals. Right? So I could score. Y'all know, I see this boy Brandon looking at me like, miss, you nice, you know, but I can't believe these lies you telling me. They are not lies. All right.
Shout out to Captain Bama.
Oh, thank you very much, because this is how we drive those spectators out. You're going to have a good time watching the game. You're going to have an exciting time supporting Team Bahamas. And your belly's going to have a good time, too. Here are some of the vendors that are going to be out at the entire tournament. Wicked Wings. There's going to be a Mexican station. Tacos and tamales. And I hope you all have them birria taco. I could dip the taco in the gravy. Because Bahamians love gravy. That's how you know we is family. Lilla's Kitchen, Classy Chef's Catering, Cabbage Beach Bistro and Marketplace, Big Red Fresh Fruit Daiquiri, Renique's Takeaway, Kimmy's Cooking, Donkey Cone Ice Cream, Angelo's Streetside Pizzeria and Trattoria, Island Poke, and Heineken. See, I like the idea of everything in a bowl. My sauce and my grits, one bowl. My stew fish and my Johnny cake, one bowl. These people gone dead healthy. They put all the vegetables, all the salad-y things, all the flavor in one bowl. And of course, top in the list, Heineken, Heineken, Heineken. So Heineken is going to, this is what I was talking about. Yeah. Our visiting fans, our expat fans, they can one drink, they bear too. That's a part of the energy of the sport, right? While we drinking our calics, they get drink the Panama beer and the El Salvador beer. Y'all can tell I don't drink beer. Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Trinidad. Trinidad and Tobago is Stag or Carib. Caribbean. I think Guyana is Stag, eh? Yeah. Anyway, y'all, I love y'all even though I don't drink beer. Okay. 33. Ranked 33 in the world, in the top five in the CONCACAF region. That's like the Caribbean, Latin American region. What y'all aiming for after this tournament? Are you hoping to rank after this? What's the like maximum? If you succeed, if you play extremely well, what's the maximum ranking you think you could achieve after this tournament?
Well, it depends. But our achievement is to get up in the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10.
Top 10. For CONCACAF, we're trying to get first. So in order to do that, we got to put in the work,
mm-hmm.
which we are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's our dream to go there and represent the country.
All right.
And like I said, that's our ranking. That's our goal right there.
Absolutely. I want you all to know, I was in London when the Reggae Boys were playing in the World Cup. And I had to drink Campari. It was my national duty as a Bahamian to stand with our Caribbean brothers that made it that far. I am looking forward to the day, gentlemen, where I could pull my Campari or my Barilla or my Amaro, right? They all Bahamian Cascarilla except for the Campari, the Barilla, and the Amaro, they Bahamian. I could pull that and celebrate the Junkanoo boys in the World Cup, Beach Soccer World Cup. It's going to be a great time. Now, the last time you guys were here, you talked about opportunities for fans to watch the training sessions. Do we still have that opportunity this year?
Yes.
All the matches will be streamed. All the matches will be streamed on the CONCACAF YouTube station.
Okay, hold on. So there's big news. So all the tournament games will be streamed on the CONCACAF. So go to YouTube and then just search CON, the CONCACAF. Beach, and then put in beach soccer just to be certain on YouTube to follow the games. But I want something a little special for the Bahamian fans. Would we have an opportunity to watch the team training pre-tournament?
Well, right now the trainings are closed.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, they're closed trainings.
Keep your secrets.
What I would say is follow the social media platforms if there's any changes.
Post them there, hey?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look here. I'm sure the same way you've invited the schools to come out and watch the games, y'all got plenty fans in this country. Every Saturday morning and Sunday morning, the fields are filling up with not just cheering, but with parents supporting children in this soccer journey. And we got to have our own local heroes and our own local fans. I can't be the only football great in the Bahamas. You got to celebrate everybody, everybody, everybody. Oh, tell us about the song. This is your theme song, right?
Yeah, Pure Vibes.
Team song, Pure Vibes, by?
By Rick Carey. So it was the theme song when the Bahamas hosted the Beach Soccer World Cup in 2017. And
okay.
The BFA owns it, and Rick Carey did a phenomenal job just describing the atmosphere of beach soccer in the Bahamas.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. It's Pure Vibes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pure Vibes, you see? Huh? Now, I'm calling on all the influencers, all the musicians. I'm going to need DJ Overdose to do another rhythm, right? Y'all heard Red Shade Rhythm yet? Where you take ancient and let's make a rhythm for the Junkanoo Beach Boys. Yes, man. Team up with Rick Carey and take this track here because this is pure vibes for real. And let's go, Bahamian Trey, where you is, babe? We need to see you. We need to see you. Anyway, gentlemen and Ms. Mullings, it's been a pleasure. We have had in studio this morning Julio Jemison, goalkeeper, Brandon Adley, forward, and the one and only Leslie St. Fleur, forward from the Junkanoo Beach Boys National Men's Beach Soccer Team. It's been my pleasure, and it's going to be our pleasure as a nation to support y'all at the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, where we're going to crown y'all champions of the world, because CONCACAF is the world. And the Bahamas is the center of it. You guys, thanks for joining me. Y'all have a wonderful day. See y'all out there.
Oh, bro.
Thank you.
Can we send a shout out?
Yes, shout it out, babe.
Send a shout out to the team for the guys who've been putting in the work. You know, keep going. We got a week and a half left. So shout out to Captain Bahamas. He'll be there. You'll see him.
Hold on,
Jamison.
You can't.
Dog Captain Bahamas,
but we don't need no description.
Once you see him, you know that's him.
So you all bringing Captain Bahamas out?
Yeah. He always hope.
We don't have to bring him. He's always there.
I gonna sail in my boy Captain Mizewell from Family Island. Have a talk with Captain Bahamas. Oh man, this is exciting. And don't forget to shout out the people who's cooking all food. Y'all joking, but shout out the most important people. The people who's cooking your food.
Well, we
can't. Shout out the
people who's put the Bengay on your knee.
That's us.
Who's provide the ice. You better shout yourself out.
Shout out to the staff, the physio.
Yes, who's keeping the time team alive.
Breezes. For the food they'll cook for us.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll
be waiting on them.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. If y'all see the smiles on this gentleman's face when he say we'll be waiting on them, I know we're supposed to thank them. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me in studio today. Bahamas, we got a job. They doing theirs. We got to do ours. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Junkanoo Winners, the Saxon Superstars. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant, DJ Tank, and performing live, Van Sean and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo Winners, Saxon Superstars. Victory Fest 2025, Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square. Hosted by Rika C. Gates, open at 8 p.m. Let's celebrate Junkanoo culture and the Saxon Superstars. Click reminds you to drink responsibly, Blake.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers, March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Junkanoo Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer, non-stop action, Junkanoo rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey. Picturing people coming together from everywhere. This is the place I wanna be, cause of the love in the atmosphere. Oh yeah. Cause when people get together from all around the world, let the party begin. Just let the party begin. I say when people get together.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Today is your last day to drop off those entry forms for a free trip to Jazz in the Gardens 2025 at Hard Rock Stadium next weekend. Last minute entry forms available in Friday's Nassau Guardian. Drop your entry form in the box at our offices in Oaksfield today. And listen to Star 106.5 on Monday during live broadcasts from the Bahamas Air office in Southwest West Plaza. And Everybody Wins, Carmichael Road. We have your tickets to Jazz in the Gardens 2025. Get your entry form in today, the last day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you. It's an exciting show. It's always a pleasure to celebrate our national athletes, people representing the country at the national level, the regional level, the international level. It's going to be a great time. And in the spirit of sports, since we got a little sports on the roster, I want to call some young people's names. There's lots of sports stories. Let's start here. Knowles Gibson earned third place finish at BCA World Championships. Bahamians continue to shine at the 2025 Billiard Congress of America Pool League World Championships. Harrison Knowles, 20, and Brian Gibson, 22, both from Long Island, teamed up to finish tied for third in eight-ball Scotch doubles in the Platinum Division, falling in the semifinals. Dario Woodside competed in nine-ball singles in the Platinum Division and finished tied for fifth. There were 96 entries in that division. Woodside then came back and finished tied for ninth in eight-ball singles in the Platinum Division with among 211 participants, 9 out of 211. Jared Wells competed in the eight-ball singles in the gold division and finished tied for ninth among 430 participants. And then he teamed up with his father, Dennis Wells, and the duo finished tied for 17th among 164 teams in the eight-ball Scotch doubles in the gold division. Jerome White competed and finished tied for ninth among 329 participants in nine-ball singles, and Darrell Wells Jr. took part in the eight-ball singles in the silver division and finished tied for 17th among 431 entrants. And our guy, our world champion, Dakari Turnquest, defended his world title in nine-ball singles competition in the Platinum Division and reached the round of three among 96 competitors before bowing out. Overall, about 20 Bahamians took part in the global championships. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to twin brothers Daniel and Alexander Strong. They made a mark at the Princeton Winter Judo Invitational. Daniel Strong secured the gold in the 81-kilogram division, and his twin brother Alexander fought in the 91-kilogram division and also secured a gold medal. Here's some more names we got to call out loud. Jazze is a triple qualifier. At just 14 years old, Jazze Johnson is blossoming into one of the finest young athletes in the Bahamas. She's a St. John's College standout. She's a triple qualifier for the Charistic Games. And at the Speed Capital Caribbean Showcase in Miramar, Florida, she captured the 200 meters, the long jump gold, the triple jump gold, and the high jump gold. These four medals secured her the most valuable player trophy in the girls' 14s division. She runs with the Leap of Faith Jumps Club, or she jumps with them. She's already qualified for Charifta in the 100-meter long jump and triple jump events, and she's close to qualifying in the 200-meter and the high jump as well. Cameron Henfield also, big things at the Speed Capital Caribbean Showcase. He led Team Velocity to a victory. He's in the boys' under-17 division. Speed Capital, Team Team Velocity took 17 athletes to the competition and returned home with a total of 18 medals. Here are some names: Gio Bain, 800 meters, Leslie Munnings, 100 meters, Deja Major, 100 meters, and 200 meters, Tevin Wright, long jump, 100 meters, 200 meters, Barry Miller, 100 meters, 200 meters, Cameron Henfield got gold in the one, gold in the two, silver in the long jump, Cordell Munro, 400 meters, 800 meters, I got gold in both of those events, Laquan Sands, gold in the javelin, and then Isaiah Wilson, Cameron Henfield, Cordell Munro, and Barry Wilson, boys under 17, 4x100 meter gold. Congratulations. And we got to send a shout out to Kiesra Thomas, the 15-year-old phenom from Grand Bahama. She is doing big things. She's the reigning silver medalist in the under 17 girls 400 meters at the at Carifta. And she is competing in her specialty events, 200 meters, 400 meters, and a high jump. Congratulations. Carifta qualifiers soar to 45 over the weekend. Many athletes qualifying, well, some athletes qualifying at the second annual Red Line Athletics Field Events Classic. 45 Bahamian qualifiers for Carifta so far. And the B3A's president, Dramiko Archer, says that there's rarely a time when we would have had in excess of 400 qualifiers this early in the season, or at least at this point in the season. Congratulations to all of those young people. Just as we close out, Horton, NBA stars will be available for FIBA America Cup. We want to say congratulations to the Bahamas. Congratulations to the Bahamas' senior men's national basketball team. You blasted Cuba 97-74 in the home game. You lost to the United States 105-83, but because Cuba was disqualified and forfeited their game against Puerto Rico, the Bahamas has made its way through. This is extremely exciting. For the first time in 30 years, and just the second time ever, the Bahamas is headed to the FIBA AmeriCup tournament on the senior side. And our NBA stars, at least I imagine some of them, will be available for the FIBA AmeriCup. We are at the end of the hour. I want to read this notice. This Saturday, the Mall at Marathon is the place to be for the annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. Join the Guardian Media Group and a whole host of vendors for health screenings and great information. Plus, there will be fitness demonstrations, live music performances, and even a Genesis Junkanoo Group rush out. And join the Guardian Radio Saturday team, the accredited with the 10th year seniors, the happy hour with DeAndre Cartwright and Tella Tastania. They will all be broadcasting live. The Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair live at the Mall at Marathon tomorrow. And of course, this Sunday at Ponciana Paper Press, Sunday, March the 2nd, we have our screen printing and sign making day for the International Women's Day March and Expo taking place the next weekend, Saturday, March 8th. So see you at Pontiana Paper Press from noon to 5 p.m. this Sunday, March the 2nd. You guys have a great day. I get to go fight. We almost had a national incident. I almost had to fight the whole men's national beach soccer team for Juju. But I mean, they are icons. They deserve some nice things. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. One of the greatest shows on the air is coming up next.
Everyone's gonna be here to tell me how about you. Yeah, you, yeah, you. Now what you gonna do? Cause when people get together from all around the world, let the party begin. Just let the party begin. I say when people get together from all around the world, let the party begin. Just let the party begin. Now get your hands up in the air, get your flags up. And everybody everywhere, we can jump around. Feel the love and the vibes, everyone come alive.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.